Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Welcome, everybody, to the Blogging Your Passion Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan. Today's topic is the five types of blog traffic and how to get more of it. Now, if you have a blog or if you have a website up, your next question usually is, how am I going to get people to pay attention to me? How am I going to create awareness for my blog? How am I going to get people to consume this great content that I'm creating? Because we need to get traffic to our site before we can ever convert those into email subscribers, and which we can eventually convert into sales if you are producing a blog that is going to be income producing. You want to create a business around your blog. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to cover this in a little bit. But I do want to let you know about an upcoming workshop that I'm going to be doing. It's 100% pure content, nothing to sell on this webinar, web class, web training, whatever you want to call it. I want you to be able to get access to this training. It's called the 60-Day Blog Traffic Blueprint. And just like we did for those who didn't have a blog and wanted to launch their blog, I'm going to give those of you who already have a blog a plan so that within 60 days, you can 10x your blog traffic. Now, think about that for a moment. That means if you've got, you know, let's say you've got 100 people visiting your site in a week. Now, what would happen if we could 10 times that over the course of 2 months by just doing some specific strategies, some specific things? That's what this upcoming workshop's all about. So if you want to join this workshop, it doesn't cost a thing. Again, there's nothing to sell. It's a part of our mission here, Blogging Your Passion, that within the next 5 years, we want to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time. That's our mission. In order to do that, we've got to get those of you that have a blog getting some traffic. So just go to bloggingyourpassion.com/traffic. Again, it's bloggingyourpassion.com/traffic. And you can sign up for the next available time slot, get in on this training, and start learning the blueprint to get more traffic to your site. But no fear, we're also going to cover some very tactical things, practical tips on traffic right now. So stay tuned into today's show. So let's jump in. I'm all about not having a whole lot of commercials and fluff. I'm all about practical teaching. So I'm just going to get right into it. So here's traffic source number one, search traffic. Now, this is a pretty common one. You probably know about it. But the search traffic is what comes to you via Google, Bing, and back in the day, it was Yahoo, maybe some a little bit today, not so much. But you are getting traffic to your site from search engines where people are searching for specific things. You know, I may have included YouTube in there because being able to do things correctly, you know, YouTube's like the number two search engine. That is also a great source of traffic. But being able to get search traffic is what I would call very slow in the beginning stages, but very consistent traffic long term. So I've been at this. I've been blogging now since the beginning of 2009. And You know, lots changed in the world of getting search traffic to your site. But for me, it still represents just over 50% of the traffic that comes on my blog. You know, I took a look earlier today because I was curious. And I expanded my Google Analytics out for a whole year. And I looked at it and said, you know, I wonder where most of my traffic's been coming from. You know, I'll look at it on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, but really want to just span it out and look at it. And sure enough, it was, in fact, I got it right here. It was over just around 55% of my traffic over the last year has come from search. So search traffic is still very much alive. And I want you to know that. Now, search traffic usually isn't floods of traffic in the beginning if you're just getting started, but it's something you build up over time. So you say, Jonathan, how do you get this search traffic? Well, I could do a whole training on that, but really it's about optimizing your blog post for the search engines. Now, in our Fast Track Lab, we actually have a checklist that people can follow. It's our 9-point SEO checklist. And if you want to get access to that, if you're already a member, log in, go to the playbook, and you'll find how I optimize every single one of my posts for the search engines. And that's what's helped me to be able to get 55% of my traffic from the search engines. But if you are not a member, you can actually jump in and get this checklist, download it today, and you can go to bloggingyourpassion.com/lab, the word lab, L-A-B, bloggingyourpassion.com/lab. And you can get access to that training as well as exactly what I do for every single blog post before I hit publish. Okay. And by doing so, you are communicating to the search engines in a way that allows your blog post, your content to rank how you want it to. Okay. So that's the first one is search traffic. So let's go to number two. Number two is direct traffic, direct traffic. Now there's two types of direct traffic. The first one you can't really control. And the second one you have 100% control. So let's talk about the first one that you don't really have 100% control. That's what I would call TOMA. Some of you have heard this before, but it's top of mind awareness. Top of mind awareness. That's where somebody is, you know, they're sitting around or, you know, they have a little bit of spare time and they're wondering, huh, I wonder what Jonathan's published lately. And so they're actually typing in bloggingyourpassion.com and looking to see what my latest blog post might be. Or they're searching my other blog, jonathanmilligan.com, and they're going and searching. That's top of mind awareness. Now, again, that type of traffic you can't really control, but it's something that begins to happen over time. And so like the further along you are, and as you stay with this process, you'll begin to get more of that TOMA traffic. People will begin to search for you, okay? Now, the second one, the second type of direct traffic that you absolutely can control is email traffic. So that is what comes to your blog via your email list. So every time I publish a new blog post, I will put it out there to my email list. And it's what I call capturing traffic. When you figure out how to capture traffic and add more people to an email list, you can then direct that traffic. You have 100% control. You can direct that traffic to your latest blog post. And so for me, that accounts for my second highest source of traffic is when I publish a new blog post, letting my email list know about that. And so for me, I think that represents over 32% of my traffic over the last year to the blog is from either top of mind awareness or I specifically have pushed it there via my email list. Now, these first two, the reason I put them first is because for beginners, for those of you who have just gotten started or you've been blogging less than a year, this is the longer term play for you, right? It's not that all of a sudden tons of search traffic is going to come your way. And you probably don't already have a big enough email, a big email list just yet. So you can't really drive a whole lot of traffic via your email list. But those are great sources of traffic. that will come to you over time. So just, you have to be patient for that type of traffic. You know, if I had one of those XY axis scales, and the top part was the most consistent type of traffic, and the bottom part that went out would be the fastest type of traffic, they're kind of on the furthest spectrum. So the direct traffic and the social traffic is very consistent, but it's going to be slow coming. So just be patient with that part. Now I'm going to get to some faster plays, some faster traffic in just a little bit. Okay. So those are the first two. Number three on the five types of blog traffic is social traffic. This is social media traffic. Now, this is where you are regularly sharing your latest content, your latest information out on the social web. And you're doing that specifically in social media channels where your audience is already hanging out. I can't emphasize that enough. Don't dive deep into a specific social media channel if your audience doesn't even really hang out there. Go to the ones where they hang out and communicate to them often. Now, there's a whole plan that we do, and what I do for every single blog post. I'll give you a specific example. One of the things I like to do is when I publish a blog post, I like to look through my blog and create 5 to 10 promotional social posts. Now, I like to vary those, because there's nothing more annoying on social media than when you have someone who's just, you feel like they're spamming you over and over again. And it's just the blog post title and the link, the blog post title and the link. And that can be very wearisome as a follower. You have to mix it up. And here's how I do that. And we have some specific training on this, but I'll give you an example. So what I'll do is either I'll outsource it. I have an assistant, one of my assistants do it, which I've had them do this many times, or if I've got a few minutes, I might do it myself. You want to create curiosity. And so, for example, with this particular training I'm doing today, it's going to become a blog post as well. I'm going to say something like, need more traffic? Here's what I would do, dot, 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 with the link. Then I might do another social post that is just the title and the link. I think that's appropriate. 5 types of blog traffic and how to get more of it. Then I would probably do a quote out of my blog post. Then I might do a statistic that I share out of my blog post, like 55% of my blog traffic comes from this one thing, link to the post. Now, when you do that sort of thing and you mix it up, and of course I do other things too, like quotes, and I share other people's content, so it's not just mine. But when you do that sort of thing, it becomes more interesting and creates more curiosity to the people you're trying to reach. And they're more likely to click on it and go find it out. You know, there's this thing called the Zargonic effect, where we, especially this comes into play with numbers, where we want to complete the loop. So when I say 5 types of traffic, and by the way, no one's using number 4. Now, suddenly you're like, what's number 4? What's number 4? I got to know what number 4 is. And that curiosity can drive links, which can create anticipation for people to consume your content, which could move them into leads. So that's a specific strategy that I use for every single blog post. Now, we actually map this out, again, inside our Fast Track Lab. It's another play in our online business playbook, and it's called How to Socialize a Blog Post. It's a complete checklist that you can print off and you could use for every single blog post that you publish. It's what I do every single time I publish a new post. And you can also get that if you're not a member. If you are a member, go get it. Download it. If you're not a member, you can go to bloggingyourpassion.com/lab and you can join, get access to it right now today. All right. So far, search traffic. If you're just now joining us, we've got search traffic. We have direct traffic. we have social traffic, and then number four is referral traffic. Now, referral traffic can come in the way of actually lots of different shapes and forms. But let me share with you kind of three different ways you can get more referral traffic to your blog, to your website. The first one is what I call guest expert. You become a guest expert and you look for ways to put yourself and your knowledge or your passion in front of other audiences, So where they're already hanging out. We know for many people, they know guest posts, where you write up a guest post and you publish it on other high traffic blogs to get some awareness about you and your brand and your blog. That's one way of doing a guest expert. Another way is podcasting. You know, there's probably not a week go by that I don't do a podcast interview. And it's just putting another hook in the water out there for someone to listen and find me. In fact, somebody I talked to yesterday said, I originally heard you when you were a guest on so-and-so's podcast. And that's how I found out about you. So guest experts, podcast interviews, also guest blog posts. So the guest expert piece. Another one that's it's a really good plan for you is joint venture webinars, or you can call them JV webinars. Now, JV webinars is where you create a webinar, a teaching webinar, that you're going to take and go teach to another audience. Now, you can monetize that if you have a course to sell on the back end, or you could use it as just a list building initiative. You're driving traffic to whatever it is that you're doing, and it's all referral traffic. In this form, it becomes a way of people joining your list, which you can then give them content on a regular basis. So here's a perfect example. A friend of mine, buddy of mine, is Grant Baldwin. He is a speaker, and he does an awesome job, and he has a course called Get Booked and Paid to Speak. Now, my audience is primarily bloggers, but a lot of them are personal brand type people, meaning they're trying to build up their personal brand, and speaking is definitely one avenue to create revenue for their business. Well, I'm not teaching the speaking part of it, but what I can do is have Grant come to my audience and present that teaching to my audience. And it can be super helpful. It makes me look good to bring somebody like Grant in to really invest and teach in my audience about building a speaking career. Now, it's a benefit to Grant because he can get hundreds of new email signups to people who are interested in his message. And so that's how it can work both ways. That's a little bit of, there's a lot more strategy to it, but I have a friend of mine who went from less than 1,000 people on his email list to over 25,000 people on an email list just by doing webinars alone. Just this one strategy. Now think about next time he publishes a blog post or some piece of content or a new podcast. Now he has the power to take the traffic he does control and push interest to it with that 25,000 member email list. Okay, one more on referral traffic that I want to share with you, and that is virtual summits. Some of you saw, if you were part of the Amplify Summit, we did that earlier this year, and it was primarily designed for speakers, writers, and coaches. And what I did is I brought in a bunch of guest experts. And then from that, I set it up to where you had to give me an email in order to participate in this free online summit. Now, here's the cool thing. The speakers all promoted it to their list. Hey, I'm speaking at Jonathan's event. Come check it out. That's referral traffic. And I was able to gain thousands upon thousands of new email addresses based on that one summit, because I had speakers who were promoting it to their list to come and be a part of my list and be a part of my summit, which I was hosting. So those are some examples of referral traffic. You know, other forms of referral traffic can be people mentioning you because they find out about you or they like your content. I remember when that happened to me, it was kind of took me by surprise when Lifehacker linked, actually did a blurb and then linked to one of my blog posts on time management. And all of a sudden I started getting more traffic and I was trying to figure out where it was coming from. And it came from that. Those are harder to get. They're media links, but you can get those over time as you continue to create more great, awesome content. All right, last one, number five. And again, here's a recap. Search traffic, direct traffic, social traffic, referral traffic. Last one, paid traffic. Listen, I know many people that I talk to, they kind of resist wanting to spend money to get traffic, and they fear spending thousands upon thousands of dollars and having nothing to show for it. I get that. At the same time, we live in an awesome time. I've heard other people describe it as there's a traffic store, and if you need traffic, just go buy it. And there are some awesome tools available where you can not just blow your money, but you can be smart about it, especially with Facebook, because you can get very, very targeted on who you want your ad to be shown to. Listen, and I say this all the time, so many of us quickly spend $100 on something else. But what if you invested $100 and you did it in a smart way, but invested $100 in something that could return $10,000 to you, or $5,000, or even $1,000 back to you? That's the power in doing something like Facebook ads correctly. Now, for me, this is an area that I'm constantly building up more and more traffic to. It's probably the lowest on the list, even though I've done it and I've experimented with it and I do it. I need to scale it up. But at the same time, I want to encourage you to not just dismiss it. Don't eliminate it. Because I've seen people who have built brands pretty quickly and they've done it in a way that allows them to grow. Now, one way that you can do that is you can actually have some kind of a lower offer for sale on the back end that takes care of, called a loss leader. It basically takes care of paying for your ads. So I did this. It was a $100 product, but I did this before where I spent about $1,000 on leads for people to get my 90-day launch a mastermind group plan. So they opted into the plan, and then they got a series of about 5 emails, and the emails gave them more content, but also let them know about my $100 mastermind course, how to launch a mastermind group. Well, I only needed in that space, I think I spent about $1,000. I only needed 10 people to break even in that case. I ended up getting more than that. But on top of that, I got about 600, between 600 and 700 new email addresses. So think about that. I spent $1,000. I think I made probably $2,000. And then at the same time, I added almost 700 email addresses. Very targeted email addresses. I did that again with an Evernote course and so on and so forth. You get the picture here. So that is a broad brush. We're going to get into very specifics in our upcoming workshop. And again, I want you to be part of it because this is extremely practical. It's called the 60-day blog traffic blueprint that I'm going to walk you through. And it's going to get into more specifics than even we shared today, that you'll be able to walk away and say, this is my plan for the next 2 months. I'm going to work this plan and increase my blog traffic. You know, the goal would be to 10x your blog traffic, but guess what? If you 5x your blog traffic, it's still worth the effort and investment that you make. So that's it for this edition of the Blogging Your Passion Show. For those that are joining me live right now on Facebook Live, or over on Blab, stay with me for the after show. We're going to be answering questions. If you're listening on iTunes and you're listening via the podcast, thank you so much for listening. I'd love it if you go over and give us a rating on iTunes. Let us know what you think about the show. And again, if you're watching on YouTube, You can jump on our email list and get notifications of when we go live, and you can ask me questions live. So until next time, go out there and blog your passion.